8:34, joining me on Quicksland this morning is the host of Our American Stories, Lee Habib. It will be a new addition to our Quicksland lineup starting January 1st and can be heard weekdays from 2 until 4. Mr. Habib, thanks for joining me on the program. We're glad to have you as part of the lineup.
Hey, we're so happy to be there, and Brad, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, give us an overview. Our American Stories, what's it all about? What can we expect?
You know, for many of us, we've not heard enough of what's right about America. And moreover, we don't know enough about America. And so about 5 years ago, Bill Bennett, who was one of my heroes, he was a great storyteller, Secretary of Education for Reagan, wrote the Book of Virtues, said, man, we're not telling enough stories about who we were, and who we were will determine who we will be, and we don't know our stories. Schools aren't teaching our history. Moreover, people just don't know who we are in the news. The news is all outliers, it's arguments, it's fights, and the values that have made America great and will keep America great have sort of been ignored. And so I basically said, let me just go ahead and form a team and let's just start telling stories about American history, about American sports, about American business, and about Americans. And most importantly, Brett, so many of our stories come from people sending in their stories to us about a guy who started a business, about a pastor who's taking care of some single moms. This is a beautiful, generous country, and the idea that we're not is despicable, and I don't want to argue about it. I'd rather just let the stories speak for themselves. And so we started about 4 years ago with one affiliate. We're almost at 170. And I think what people like the most about the show is there's no screaming and yelling. There's no fighting. It's just real good stories about who Americans were, who they are, and in the end, I think who we'll become if we just look back a little bit. And I think people are also longing for some nostalgia as well, Brad. And so that's what the show's about in long and short.
Well, that's something we're looking for, and there's no doubt talk radio is dominated by the political talk. So that's going to give us a little bit of a break in the midday from 2 until 4 starting January 1st. You mentioned stories of everyday Americans, so I'm guessing the show ranges from that to our famous folks in the business, whatever it may be, politics or entertainment or sports. Is that kind of the range of the stories?
It is. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, very few people know the story of how, for instance, a song can come to be. And so we told a story about a song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which was written by a young Jewish girl living in the Upper West Side of Manhattan named Carole King. At the time, she didn't have much of a recording career. She was a songwriter. Well, it turns out that song gets in the hands of a young African-American singer named Aretha Franklin, who had pretty recently been let go from CBS Records and was signed by Atlantic Records. And a record executive bridged that gap, brought this African-American girl and this Jewish girl together through the miracle of free enterprise, commerce, and intellectual property. And ultimately, Aretha Franklin joins this Atlantic Records, goes down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, of all places, to record what ends up being some of the greatest soul music in American history and creates almost a new kind of music. And this is all because of the business of the music business and the idea of owning songs. By the way, our founding fathers took care of things like property rights in the Fifth Amendment, and also the patent right itself is protected in Article I. So these old guys from Europe and these old white men were protecting the rights of musicians today to not only perform, but to own their intellectual property, to own their ideas. And so we tell that story from soup to nuts. And we call it the story of a song. And by the way, we've done about 25 stories of songs to date. And then we repurpose them. We'll play them 3 or 4 times a year in the same way that you'll see some Judge Judy reruns and the like, because we think that people want to hear these stories. And on different dates in history, when the song got released, when it became a number one song, then when Carole King decided to release her own version of the song several years later. And so that's the kind of story, and we'll do that right next to a Henry Ford, right next to the Battle of Vicksburg, right next to Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points, the only basketball player in the NBA to ever do that, and then a story about one of our listeners in Des Moines, whose grandfather sent 5 boys off to war and three of them died. And we were reading the letters from the boys to their wives and to the families, those dear X letters that soldiers write in case they die. So that's the range that we hit every day, Brad. Every day we try to surprise people, inform people, and in the end we try to move people.
Leah, be my guest, debuting January 1st on Quicks Radio from 2 to 4. It's called Our American Stories. So what's the breakdown of a show daily from 2 to 4? Do you spend 2 hours on one story? Do you spend segments on one story? Or how's the show breakdown?
It all depends. Some days we'll do 6 stories. Some days we'll just do 2 because on that particular day, hey, look, on the day that Lucille is born, Carol Burnett dies. So we just go, no. These are two remarkable women. And long before hashtag movement, hashtag Me Too, these women were pioneers, not only in the entertainment front, but on the business front. And they were bosses. And they were brilliant and bold. And so we tell their story. So on that day, it's that. And then on other days, you know, there's just an 8-minute story, then a 20-minute story, then a 10-minute story. And it just depends. We don't know going in. We like to surprise ourselves. Whatever strikes our team, we have 12 full-time writers, producers, going out into the field. I think the thing we love the most is the quirky American stories. The Mascot Hall of Fame. We sent up some folks. It's about to open, and we're interviewing all the people who, like the first mascot was the Philadelphia Fanatic. And so we talked to that guy. What did you tell your wife? I mean, honey, I want to be a fanatic. This is the rest of my life. And funny and odd and quirky things we do with our lives is also a regular feature, sort of a de Tocqueville approach, that Americans, what we do with our spare time is as interesting to us as what we do in our work. And what are our passions and our hobbies? And, you know, we're really tinkerers, the American people, and particularly American men, love getting under a hood, souping up a car, souping up a lawnmower, and turning a lawnmower into something you can race. So that's the stuff we love, and that gets to the Wright brothers, which we just did an hour on the Wright brothers with David McCullough, and he's a pretty good storyteller. And that story about the Wright brothers is an eternal story about American exceptionalism. Two tinkerers from Dayton, Ohio. The world is trying to get the flight. The greatest scientists, all the big governments, because whoever gets the plane gets military superiority. And who gets to air first? Two bicycle mechanics from Dayton, Ohio. And they were hobbyists and tinkerers. They weren't doing it for the money. They just were doing it for the adventure. And that's the American spirit. It's still alive. I don't care what anybody says. It's not only still alive, it's still thriving.
Lee, how receptive are the subjects that you approach about these stories in sharing their stories?
They're incredible. You know, here's a remarkable thing. Like, we did the story of Ralph Lauren. And it's an amazing story. And what's interesting is that the world knows a lot about Cher. It knows a lot about the Kardashians. But the very people who build businesses, who take risks, and by the way, the life of the story of an entrepreneur is not all success. There are weeks, months, years where the business is on the brink. Ralph Lauren's story was remarkable. Fred Smith's story, the guy who founded FedEx, you know, we learned doing that story and how Fred Smith learned a lot about logistics. Well, he learned it in the Vietnam War as a captain in the Marine Corps, landing and directing helicopters into harm's way. He didn't fly the helicopters. He did something much harder. He actually was steering them into combat and would have to deal with the consequences of one of his orders or directions not being quite right planned. And what that consequence was, that people died. And Fred Smith tells that story, remembering it like it happened yesterday. And then wanting to do something meaningful and important in his life, and talking about how the Marine Corps, if it weren't for the Marine Corps, he couldn't have done FedEx. And then all the difficulties in between, a couple of times FedEx could have easily closed its doors. And these stories about who are our wealth creators, who are our innovators. You know, we have an entertainment culture, but we have not created, I think, the right stars. Fred Smith is a star. He employs 300,000 people. From that, taxes are created. Teachers get paid. You know, not enough people know about the ecosystem of business, of finance, and by the way, of faith. We spend a lot of time on faith leaders and a lot of stories about faith because Christians don't get up every morning thinking about gay marriage and abortion. They're important issues, But we think about, well, first and foremost, how are we going to live better and more godly lives? And then second, what are we going to do for people around us in our community? And the generosity that stems from American faith. And also just the beautiful works and deeds that stem from faith is really important. And so these are just voids that the media focuses on the lurid. It focuses on the fight. And that's good, and that's fine. But sometimes we need to know what we're for and not just what we're against.
How many times, Lee, have you thought, I thought I knew that story, I didn't know that story? Something that just surprises you, probably just about every day.
It happens every day, and we love taking some of the bigger folks in life. Look, Henry Ford, we spent a week and a half putting together our hour on Henry Ford. Now, I think the world does know that Henry Ford was an anti-Semite. By the way, at a time where anti-Semitism ran rampant, not just in Europe, but in America, and it was a tragic part of our past. We don't sugarcoat that America was perfect, but what we don't do is say that all America was sin nonstop. We've gotten better. We've cured many of our early evils. But what Henry Ford managed to do, even though he was an anti-Semite, was create the industrialized age and mass manufacturing. And indeed, it was Henry Ford who helped power the arsenal of democracy that ended up defeating Hitler. I had never really thought about Ford in that light. I saw him as a collaborator early with the Nazis, with his factories there. But ended up, finally, push came to shove, he closed those factories, and our factories got turned into, well, it's just a never-ending string of more airplanes, and our capacity, our industrial capacity came together with our remarkable boys and women, by the way, in nursing corps. Women did amazing things in World War II, and the stories aren't told enough. And by the way, our kids know nothing about World War II, and too many adults don't. So we spend a lot of time telling those kind of stories, and we're constantly surprised at the things we didn't know about people that we should have known.
Well, I think our listeners are really going to enjoy this show we bring to Quick's listeners, Our American Stories. I'm a little worried, Lee, running the show. I keep the Quicks radio near my desk, and I have a feeling I'm going to be caught up in one of these stories, and I'm not going to get a lot of work done. So that's the only concern I have. Anything else you'd like to add about the show?
No, look, we just appreciate it. The most important word in Our American Stories is the word "our," and so we want to hear your listeners' stories. And by the way, we started doing eulogies. Arnold Palmer died, and we ran Jack Nicklaus's eulogy of Arnold Palmer. We run it every year on the day Arnold Palmer died. It's one of the most beautiful eulogies, not about golf, but about friendship. And these are big things in our lives, friendship and love and honor and courage and risk-taking and self-sacrifice and love. And so your listeners will want your best stories, and then we produce them, and we put them up on air.
All right. You want to give some contact information then, if listeners have something to share?
You bet. Send them to our producers at OurAmericanNetwork.org. That's OurAmericanNetwork.org.
Sounds great. Lee, looking forward to it. Looking forward to the partnership and continued success with the show.
Thank you, Brad.
Lee Habib, the host of Our American Stories. It'll debut New Year's Day, weekdays 2 until 4 on Quicks.
It's our 26th annual food drive, this year supporting the Cherith Brook Food Pantry. Hi.